Cash fed cattle prices continued softer on Thursday. Recent U.S. weekly export sales were higher. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 5th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in the north through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week so far, FOB live prices are $2 to $3 lower at $187 a hundredweight. Dressed delivered prices are $3 to $5 lower in Nebraska at $296 to $297 and $2 to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $297. Trade was a standstill in the Southern Plains on Thursday. FOB live prices last week were $186 in the Texas Panhandle and $185 to $186 in Kansas. Choice box beef cutout value was $4.15 lower Thursday afternoon at $297.15 a hundredweight. Select was 87 cents lower at $296.05. Cattle futures edged higher Thursday, but were down sharply lower at mid-session on Friday as concerns about highly pathogenic avian influenza continued to weigh. Live cattle futures closed an average of 89 cents higher on Thursday, from 25 cents to $1.25 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.46 higher, from 75 cents to $2.02 higher. Grain futures closed higher with apparent short covering. Corn futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher through July of 25 and then fractionally higher. Kansas City wheat futures closed fractionally higher to a penny higher, except for 3 cents lower in spot May. Soybean futures, however, closed fractionally lower to 3 cents lower through Jan of 25 and then fractionally higher to a penny higher.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increase net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 500 to 650 pounds sold $7 to $9 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, where there are 4,115 head. Steers weighing more than 650 pounds sold mostly $4 to $7 lower. Heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds sold $6 to $10 higher. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers traded sharply lower at Valentine Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers weighing less than 550 pounds sold fully steady on a light test. Heifers weighing 550 to 650 sold $1 to $7 lower and then sharply lower at heavier weights. There are 2,120 head on offer. Steers weighing 800 to 1,000 pounds sold steady to $4 higher at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas with 2,065 head. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 950 sold steady to $2 lower and then $3 to $7 higher at 500 to 700 pounds. Finally, steers weighing 950 to 1,000 pounds sold $4 higher at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Feeder heifers weighing 750 to 900 pounds sold $1 to $4 lower. There are 1,602 head on offer. Remember, if you're looking for a weekly market highlights and summary, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices sank on Thursday ahead of Friday's national employment summary and amid surging oil prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 530 points. The S&P 500 closed 64 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 228 points. West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed from $1.05 to $1.19 higher through the front six contracts. Net U.S. beef export sales for the week ending March 28th of 18,700 metric tons for 2024 were 48% more than the previous week and 53% more than the prior four-week average, according to USDA's weekly export sales report. Increases were primarily for South Korea, Japan, Canada, Taiwan, and Mexico. That's your cattle current market update for Friday, the 5th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.